This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学为您制作的地道英语，我是冯菲菲。
And me, Rob, hello.
Rob, what is that terrible noise?
Noise? This is my best singing voice. I need it for my new job.
Rob, 要辞职去当歌手? You didn't tell me you were leaving the BBC and going to a new job.
No, I'm not. I've got a new part-time job in the evenings to earn a bit of extra cash.
And this second job involves singing, does it?
Yes, that's right. I'm going to be a cabaret singer in a nightclub. Good news, isn't it?
Well, Rob, don't give up the day job.
Oh, well, that's an expression which means someone's not very good at doing something and isn't likely ever to be successful at doing it?
Yes, but it's used in a humorous and light-hearted way, Rob.
Hmm.
这是一个非正式的幽默表达，意思是要告诉对方应该做好眼下的工作，不要追求不可能成功的事情。Sorry, Rob, I was trying to be nice.
Well, I think we better hear some examples of this phrase in action while I continue to practice my singing.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't give up the day job. You're never going to be an actor.
Do you really want to be a writer?I've read your first book, and my advice is, don't give up the day job.
Don't give up the day job, Pete. You're never going to earn a living as a singer.
大家都听明白了吧？如果有人对你说 "Don't give up the day job," 其实就是在婉转的说你不适合这个新行当，还是保住你眼下的工作，别把业余爱好变成自己的职业。So, Rob.Have you got the message?
Oh, yes, yes. I should stick to what I'm good at. So, I'll concentrate on doing the day job, shall I?
Yes, good idea.
So, why don't we sing together and entertain our listeners then?
If only this was the day.
Oh, Rob, perhaps you should give up the day job as well.
Oh, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English.
From BBC Learning English.